BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. My friend Unlucky Gary is back from his first ever festival. A brilliant innuendo bingo with Greg James. More bangers. And why did an old man have to wash our producer at Glastonbury? Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Do you remember a while ago I was saying that I really wanted a follow from Becky Hill?
Hi, Chris. Yes.
And hello. And I was basically following her, then unfollowing her and following her just to try and make her follow me.
This is the singer, Becky Hill. You hear her a lot on Radio 1. She's on that track, Gecko Overdrive. Yeah. She's on the M&EK record. Yeah, we play her a lot.
But I'm a big fan of hers, right? I really, really like her songs. But I've noticed whenever her song's played on Radio 1, she always messages you. She messages everyone else.
Does the old unfollow, follow, unfollow, follow work generally with people?
I don't know. But it's something that I wanted to give a go. I'm not making out I'm doing this with absolutely everyone.
Just so she sees, like, Becky Hill, you are now following her.
Yeah, that was the plan anyway. Right. But she didn't take the bait at all.
No.
And I was thinking, God, she must really hate me because she literally messages everyone else on Radio 1.
Yeah, and of course, we went ahead and said that on air. And now what's happened?
Oh, yeah, which has solved everything. So she started following me, Scott.
Right.
Which is awesome. And I got a message from her saying, sorry, Chris, can't believe I didn't follow you earlier. And then another message this morning. Chris, I didn't even know you were talking about me not following you the other day. I've just heard the clip.
Oh,
feel
no.
So guilty. So what clearly has happened?
Someone's played her a clip of it.
Yeah, someone's then gone and played her a clip of this whole thing. Which makes me think, you know, sometimes we have these discussions on the radio and you forget that you're on the radio.
Yeah, you really do. And that's a classic example of it.
It just makes you look really sad.
Yeah, I like really needy. I'm really kind of desperate almost. Well, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Although we're now doing it again.
Yeah,
so
we've
it's going to be the same situation.
Right. Anyway, Becky Hill, apologise. Let's not mention her ever again.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got some new clips today for Innuendo Bingo. Thanks so much for these guys. We get so many emails coming in suggesting stuff for Innuendo Bingo. Remember, we can't actually do Innuendo Bingo unless you spot the clips. So send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Clips today from the women's tennis, from BBC Breakfast with Carol Kirkwood, and also the England-Iceland match last night. Don't want to talk about that?
Nah, you're right.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Now, I've found this from Korean TV. You know me, in my spare time, I do like to watch a bit of Korean television.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, I do like to watch Korean pop videos because they're amazing, as you know from Psy Gangnam Style. There are so many of them. They're
also
so high budget.
Some of the game shows as well that you can find on the internet.
Classic. But has anyone seen this? I think a Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston duet is closer than we think. And this is Tom.
Turn up the collar of my favourite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind.
And I can't work out if he's being serious.
In the street, and I'm not too weak. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat?
Buffering.
I'm fellas disregard. I'm broken.
Is he taking himself seriously or not?
And a one man soul.
Does he think he's good?
He's trying to do the Michael Jackson sort of breathy stuff.
When you know, and he got no
sorry,
place
buffering
to go. That's why I want you to know.
God, people love it.
Wow.
I didn't think it's all that.
It's not.
But
does he think he's being good there, or is he kind of joke singing?
I think he's joke singing.
Do you think?
Yeah, because he's doing it like Michael Jackson, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's doing the noises, you know.
Yeah. Mate, by the way, you need to sort my Wi-Fi out.
So
all the buffering's happening. If I give you my phone, will you sort it for me? Thanks. I know you always do that. Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coxie's been on. Hedge cutting in East Sussex. He says, I know the football's not a great point at the moment, but did you hear the noise the Iceland fans were making last night? It was like a kind of mega woo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
like
good chant.
Wall
yeah.
of sound. What yeah. was it?
It was, yeah, just something that they seem to do all the time.
Yeah.
It sounded amazing when there was like 30,000 people
all
doing
the
like,
same.
Yeah.
I see that your mate was back as well, the Icelandic commentator that loses his mind. I wanted him to commentate on everything, really.
Yeah, yeah, he's decent.
We should get him on, really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good
I'm
afternoon.
So ready.
Afternoon this afternoon to you.
Good afternoon this afternoon.
Do you know what? I don't know whether you've seen this, but Chris, I'm blaming you for this. Since we did the breakfast show yesterday, do you know what I'm obsessed with?
What's that?
The German manager off of the Euros.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I can't stop watching him. The guy that puts his hand down his pants and sometimes under his armpits and then sniffs.
Have you not seen this, Greg? He can't help himself.
He's actually had to do an apology. Because he's on TV so much, he doesn't realise the camera's there. He just puts his hand down, sniffs.
He's nervy.
He's really nervy.
It's a weird nervy thing to do, though.
It's unfortunate, isn't it? You know, it's like it's the small side of the scale is just to bite your nails.
Yeah.
The other side is to have a little scratch, have a big old
sniff.
It's
like he apologised, and then last game, he literally did it all over again, hand under the armpit.
I just can't wait to see what he does next. So we've got Claire in Bath this afternoon, who has got the internet on her TV and is about to watch Inyo de Bingo on telly. What a treat.
Great.
Also, Ian in Canterbury, who spent Sunday afternoon watching all the old Inyo de Bingos on YouTube, just one after the other. It's kind of addictive. So he's so keen and ready for today's one. Boys, talk me through what you're wearing, please, so people can see this in a minute on the website.
Well, I have decided to wear a piece of clothing that I forgot to wear at the weekend. I took it to Glastonbury. I found it at Radio 1 this time last year. And it is a huge... cock.
Yes,
basically.
Yes, yes.
Sort of cagoule type thing with like a beak on it and stuff.
Yeah. And Chris?
Well, I saw that Greg was wearing that. And then immediately... Because I think it's better when we coordinate.
Yes.
So I've joined suit in trying to make myself look a little more bird-like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except... So,
the head of a chicken.
Head and legs of the chicken, the body of a pig.
Oh, wow.
Is that the chicken suit that Jamila Jamil used to wear for no reason?
Yes. Yes, that's right. But the problem is...
She just wore it for a while and was like, are you okay, hon?
She's taken the wings. She's taken the torso and
wings. She's taken them.
I like chicken pig.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Jamila's taken the body... I've had to use the body of a pig.
It's amazing. It's really good.
So
it really works.
I mean, if anything, give it a look to see what could happen.
Yeah, please, let us know if you're watching today and give judgment, why not, on 81199 or at BBCR1. You've got something new on iPlayer, which I'm kind of fascinated with. Tell me all about it.
Yes, so today there's a brand new documentary called Superstar Wrestlers, where I got unbelievable access to WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Which you love, right?
Yeah, well, I loved it as a kid,
and then
when Chris Jericho was on my show a few weeks ago, it was sort of reignited, and I wanted to go and explore what it takes to be a WWE superstar.
How many people would love to do that?
Yeah, so I went to New York to do a bit of filming at one of the events, and we spoke to Roman Reigns and people like Sami Zayn and Enzo Amore and Big Cass and Charlotte, the women's champion, and Triple H is in there, and it was... unbelievable access. I was sort of doing a little tour of the ring and looking underneath the canvas and all the rest of it. And
it must be such a weird world.
It was crazy.
Is it?
Because they're on tour for about 300 days a year, these wrestlers.
Really?
And a lot of them sort of get themselves around, and because they're jobbing wrestlers, they drive themselves to certain events and everything.
Yeah.
So part of it, obviously, is being these massive megastars that are just... just loved all over the place. But then at the end of the night, they pack up their spandex
and drive, get in the car and drive miles and miles across America.
And drive themselves to Albany, New York.
I've not seen it yet. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And also, isn't there footage of you? What's that about? Why? There's footage of you when you were really young.
So when I was a, teenager, it's an insight into how cool I've never been. My dad was a headmaster.
Yeah.
And at the weekends or during holidays, I would go into his school with him, and we would use the sports hall and get the crash mats out, and we'd ask the caretaker if we could use the crash mats, and we would do wrestling.
Oh my word!
And there is video evidence of this.
I can't remember. It was in one of my mate's birthdays. We went down there and just did that. So we
had run of the school whenever you wanted.
Yeah,
you could have the gym and stuff.
Yeah, so we had. So we set up...
Use the crash mats whenever you want.
Imagine having access to a school, but without school being on, and you just could do anything.
Like... Yeah, that was my life.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so big up to Alan, my dad, for letting us use that back in the day. And we found some footage of it. We filmed it because we were really cool.
Yeah.
So we found the footage.
On a camcorder.
On an old camcorder. And we got it sort of decoded and put into this documentary. So
real footage. This isn't you dressed up
as a child.
It's not
him last week.
No, it's not.
And you're trying to pass this off as...
No, honestly.
Look at this old movie of me.
It's really shaky and definitely not you.
It is undeniably me when I was about 15.
It's not like Loch Ness Monster style footage.
So I attempt to do a rock bottom. on my mate.
Oh, wow.
And that footage is actually in the documentary. I mean, there's other bits in it that are way better, but the access that we got to it and all of it is well worth the watch. It's just available now on the Radio 1 iPlayer channel.
It's something that I don't know anything about, but I like those kind of things where you get to kind of see behind the scenes and what it's really like.
Oh, you'll like it.
Are like. Yeah, I know.
You don't need to know
anything. No.
You don't need to know anything because my knowledge of it pretty much stopped. Didn't stop, but my obsession with all the rock and Stone Cold it kind of stopped there in that era. But since doing this and meeting the new generation, it's completely reignited it for me.
So I'm going to watch this.
Even if you don't know anything about it, I think you'll find it's a fascinating insight into an industry which is such a big entertainment industry.
Yeah,
but has got so many different cogs to it and having different bits of weird stuff.
All right, it's on Radio 1's iPlayer channel. It's Superstar Wrestlers with Greg James. Give it a look.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Incredible scenes here in the Radio 1 studio today. There's a cockerel and a shaved chicken. Greg's the cock and Chris is the... Yeah, it looks like you've just been shaved. Go online now if you want to see this incredible achievement at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Any second now, we're going to get a camera on these two so you can see them. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get on internet and have a look. Even on your phone or computer or laptop, we're about to play Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's not really about holding your water anymore, is it? Let's be honest.
Oh. No, that's true.
That went out a long time ago when we tried to keep water in our mouths.
You always worry that you're going to get someone who's just going to sit here. Do you worry about that, Chris?
Worst, yeah.
We have had that, haven't we?
Not recently, though.
Not for a while, but there have been people that just did not get it.
I held the water. We don't care. That's not what it's about.
But, Greg, you are not one of those people. Thank goodness. Please go and look at the Radio 1 website right now. These two look absolutely ridiculous. Mm. And, I mean, you've worn some weird stuff, but this is one of the weirdest. Yeah. Okay, let us know if you're watching.
This is actual life.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Are you ready, lads?
Ready.
Let's play today's Innuendo Bingo.
Cheers, cock.
Cheers. We start with the... Very rustling outfits. We start with the women's tennis final on BBC Two in Eastbourne. Now, Dominika Sabalka... No. Go again. Hmm. Now, Dominika Sabalkova might be able to get away with this on the South Coast, but if she tries this at Wimbledon, I think it's going to really put people off their strawberries and cream.
So if you haven't seen her play before and you're wondering what Anne was alluding to there, you'll notice during the course of the game today that she's announced to the crowd. That's the applause for her. That she does smell the balls before she serves, and she was telling us in an interview earlier this week...
Reload. Reload.
..about how actually she has such sensitive nostrils that she can actually differentiate between all the balls.
What a talent. Remarkable skill of recognising the different tennis balls on tour. Just by sniffing them. Really good.
What a talent.
More water, please.
I mean, it's a good party trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really good. Anyone got any party tricks? Well, I can
smell
differentiate balls. Between balls.
Yes. German manager as well.
He definitely... Yeah. Nothing. Gavin in Aberdeen, thanks for that. Chris just... absolutely gave it to Greg in the face. What was that about? Are you okay, hon? Sorry, Greg, that was a little shower for you there.
It's fine.
Now,
that was an unprovoked attack.
It really was. One of our... Stop sniffing your fingers.
What are you up to today?
Seriously.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's not going to be one of these now, is it? We're only two clips in. One of our favourite clips now from last week. And it's Born on the Same Day with Sir Ranulph Fiennes on Channel 4.
Right, OK.
Now, it can be cold and it can be lonely in the Arctic. Mm. But... Come on. Sir Ranulph Fiennes will do whatever he needs to survive in those cold conditions.
I couldn't pump it because I only had one hand and it kept slithering away. So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
I lots of different spurts there from Greg. Really good. Sometimes you've just got to do what you've got to do in the Arctic.
So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
Yes.
So direct, isn't it?
Yes.
I put it in my
I'm
mouth.
I'm a sir, you know.
And pumped it.
Water, please. Chris is losing it.
Very commanding man, isn't he?
Over. I'd do whatever he said. Over to last night now.
I think you'd have to.
And the England versus Iceland match at the Euros. Now, I learnt a lot of things about football last night while watching it, including don't ever fall asleep next to Raheem Sterling.
England have a chance in 3 minutes. A penalty won by Raheem Sterling.
It's a great run, isn't it? He just catches the fullback sleeping and comes inside of him.
While asleep.
He just catches the fullback sleeping and comes inside of him.
Okay. Water, please.
Oh, God. Best bit of the game.
Now we've got a classic from Winter Watch on BBC Two. Water, please.
Best bit of an otherwise dreary game.
With such a busy filming schedule on Winter Watch, it can be tough getting up so early in the morning. I normally just have a coffee, but Chris Packham's got something.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, I'm preempting it, sorry.
Do we all know what's coming?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, but with your introduction, I do.
I normally have a coffee in the morning.
I don't know about you. I know. You sound like Ranulph Fiennes.
Just trying to build it up, yeah?
I normally have a coffee in the morning.
Doing my job.
Pump it with one hand.
Sir Chris Packham.
Get the water in your mouth and shut it.
Is Chris Packham a sir?
No.
Should be.
I normally have a coffee in the morning. Chris Packham has something a lot more adventurous in mind.
Our wild cat quest continues. We're on the quest to track down a true Scottish wild cat.
And I get Michaela out of bed to show her black cock in the flesh.
Those type of birds are always on Winter Watch. Not the spring one, though. Water, please. Now we're going to the Radio One Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw from just this morning. And here's Rylan talking about a night out that he had in Ibiza. Now, I'm not calling Rylan a liar, but I do find this hard to believe.
I was wearing a black boob tube and a black miniskirt, and I got up in a club and started DJing. Nick, I've never touched a deck in my life.
I'm sure I've seen him DJ before, but I suppose that's what he says.
I've never touched a deck in my life.
Tony in Bournemouth and Andrew spotted that. It's good today, isn't it? You okay, Greg?
It's a good mix.
Yeah. My fur is matting.
Not for the first time.
Stuart in Glasgow is watching. Also, Mitch is watching on his phone. And David in Edinburgh watching on his computer. Okay, next clip.
Watch this on your phone walking around.
Oh, no. Over to BBC Breakfast.
Someone sees over your shoulder, just sees us two idiots dressed like this. What are you watching? Don't worry, I can't.
Yeah, no, I can't explain it. BBC Breakfast now. And Carol Kirkwood is playing a game with Mike Bushell.
That's one already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I feel that this is a conversation that Carol and Mike maybe should have had in the pub, not on TV.
Are we talking the depth of winter, December, January?
Any time in winter,
okay,
Mike.
I'll say in December, half a millimetre.
13 millimetres.
No way!
Yeah!
It'll need a cut again then, won't it?
Well, it's like your hair, I suppose. Your hair grows nice and thick, you get it cut, it grows thicker.
Oh, my bush grows the whole year round, I can tell you that. It needs a cut every couple of weeks.
You're lucky.
Oh, you're lucky. Thank you, Bruce, for emailing that classic Carol Kirkwood moment.
My bush grows the whole year round, I can tell you that. It needs a cut every couple of weeks.
You're lucky.
Well, his name is Mike Bushell.
Bushell by name.
Water, please.
Yes.
Kelly says, Innie the Bingo is the only thing to make me proper lol today. Easiest, the best one ever, says Calf. Thank you. Now over to MMA, mixed martial arts. Water, please. Now, obviously, Greg, you've got your show about wrestling on BBC iPlayer. Mm. While you were filming, did you ever see anything like this?
Sharp is blinking heavily. Minus is in a bit of pain here.
This is the one where there's loads of them.
Water, please.
And that came out of nowhere. Your water, shot please. Then was unbelievable. That just took my breath away.
My anus is relaxed here, Pat. Don Face has called time. My anus taking a thumb.
What is this thing? What is this show?
It's Danny Myanus, the fighter.
What is this show?
Don Face has called time. Myanus taking a thumb.
That's one of the best ever. That is one of the best.
And now Gogglebox on Channel 4. Water, please. Now, Greg, you're a gentleman. Have you ever given anyone one of these?
I really appreciate it. You were so
absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you were really thoughtful.
I was.
And really patient.
I was.
And really kind.
I was.
Yeah, you really pulled out the stops. I was well impressed.
I did.
Yeah. 30 years I've had of you giving me pearls of wisdom. And now you've actually given me a real pearl necklace. So good.
Nice bit of jewellery there for the wife. Romantic. Water, please. I've got one more for you, Greg. I shouldn't really, but I will.
I shouldn't really.
Please do.
It's gone on a bit, this, but it's good.
No, I mean, you know.
It's three o'clock. It's not.
Do you remember that time? It was 2:10.
We're still going.
Let's not draw attention to it, lads. Water.
Don Face has called time. Anus taking a thumb.
Sorry, wrong one. Just for you.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Dale Winton there from the National Lottery live. And that was Greg James, Innuendo Bingo. And what an Innuendo Bingo it was. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very much.
It's always good when you're on.
An
Greg
honor.
James.
An
honor. Wow, that is wet. On Radio 1 today. From 4 o'clock. Don't forget, watch his Wrestling Superstars documentary on BBC iPlayer. It looks pretty good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People seem to really love that innuendo bingo today.
Innuendo bingo.
Yes. I've said it a lot over the years. You think I'd be able to do that by now?
It was a particularly good one today.
It's like when Ollie Murs says it. He just can't say it. I love playing the bingo innuendo.
He does say he loves it, but he hasn't played it for a while, has he?
No. Come back, Murs. People seem to really need that innuendo bingo today. I think we all did.
Yeah.
If you missed Bangers yesterday, we were doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That's where you missed it if you weren't here in the morning. And I won with the track that was... Well, we both weren't on our game yesterday. I chose Justin Bieber, As Long As You Love Me, which on paper is a good idea. And actually, when it gets going, is quite a good track.
Yeah. I chose T-Pain Church, which was a bit old school for some.
We were both called disappointing, lame, and other words we can't say.
Yeah.
Let's see how we go today when Bangers is back at 2:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Beautiful, wonderful Glastonbury. Thank you for having us.
BBC Music at Glastonbury.
So the producer of the show has just told us an absolutely fantastic story, which I don't know how he's kept to himself until now. He was at Glastonbury on the weekend, 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, early hours of Sunday morning, wandering around kind of aimlessly, caked in mud, like absolutely caked in it, manages to find a tap to wash himself.
Yeah, because he fell over or something.
Well, he fell over, yeah. So he strips down to his boxer shorts, looking a little bit helpless, I would imagine. So he gets under the tap and... With that, an old bearded man comes up to him and helps to wash him.
Was it Michael Eavis?
Did he look a bit like Michael Eavis?
Because he strikes me as the kind of person who would just appear from nowhere and
like
wash
you. Like a kindly old gentleman that just appears and washes you.
Like a vision.
And there was no sponge, he was just using his hands. Like, hang on, like, I mean, how did you let him do that?
This is like,
do you remember anything that was said? No. No.
I don't think anything was said. He just joined. He was like, if anything, it'd be, let me help you, brother.
Yeah. I'm gonna lay my hands on you now. You look helpless.
And Michael Eva's just gently washed you. But what I find mad about this as well is Glastonbury's a proper leveller, because this here, the guy who's been washed, is the guy who organises us.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? He's one of the most organised people I know.
Washed by an old man at 6 a.m. Anyway.
Weird.
Glastonbury. I mean, there's a Glastonbury for everyone.
Yeah, clearly.
So, if you want to catch up on anything on the BBC Music app, that's where you get it. It's a good app, this. Loads of stuff, like the best moments from the festival, Annie Mac, Clara Ampho, the Essential Mix is really good. Poppy's been on saying the Radio 1 Essential Mix from Glasto is getting me so excited for Ibiza this weekend. Also, all the musics from Glastonbury on there, like Adele and Muse, Jess Glynn, the 1975, Tom O'Dell, Catfish and the Bottlemen. Catch up on anything you might have missed on the BBC Music app. And there's loads on the Radio 1 website as well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just need to get a little bit more information from the producer who got washed by an old man at Glastonbury at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Did he sniff his hands afterwards? Like the German football manager?
Yeah.
So many questions. Tom in Gosport. Yes, Gosport. I used to eat chips there.
Now where do you eat chips?
Well, there's one of the places that I used to eat chips.
That sounds like a Tiny Temple lyric that hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. I mean, he can have that one if he wants. No, it's like I used to go and watch my dad play football. We'd have chips in Gosport afterwards. Tom says, what's the latest with Unlucky Gary? Last time we heard, he was at Glastonbury pushing a car in the mud, even though he came to Glastonbury on a coach. Yeah, I was getting WhatsApps on... Well, we'll talk through this with him, I think, just after 3 this afternoon, but... I mean, I'm not sure he had a great time, if I'm honest. The last WhatsApp I got was, this is hell. So we'll speak to him after 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, here's Meg. She's 17. She's in Port Talbot. All right?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I hear you weren't impressed with our bangers choices yesterday, Meg.
I'm not being funny, but I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean?
I've got to be honest with you, Scott. Well, don't get me wrong, Justin Bieber, he's got a couple of bangers, but you could have picked a better one. And Chris, I don't even know what's going on with your track.
Even know what that track was by T-Pain that he picked yesterday morning?
Of course not. Who did?
No, of course not.
Lots of people did, actually. I think it's a forgotten gem, but there you go, look.
Look,
I can only apologise and move forward from there.
There could have been worse Justin Bieber songs
True, I will agree with that.
No, like, they could have been better.
Like Baby.
they could have been better.
It could have been better.
Was that terrible one with Sean Kingston?
Oh.
Eeny, meeny,
oh, yeah.
Lover.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lover.
Don't remember that one?
Yeah.
That's a tune.
Okay, I'll pick that for you next time.
Oh, I don't know what... Yeah, okay, right. Well, shall we do this today then? Let's move forward.
Okay. What's going on with you? Are you at college or uni or what?
I finished college. I'm in my first year and, like, I finished early. I'm a bit destitute now because I have nothing to do.
Right.
And I lied to my manager, basically, and said, oh, yeah, I'm still in college. I can't have extra shifts because I was just downright lazy about it.
Right, OK. Well, you were revealing a lot here, Meg.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not say where you work, but obviously you are available to work any time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pick me up some part-time shifts if anyone's available.
OK.
You need a new hobby.
Yeah.
Get into something new.
I've been doing sewing a lot recently.
Yeah, cool. Cool. All right, then. Yeah.
And uni next year, is it?
Yep.
Are you terrified?
Very.
Yeah, standard.
Do you know what uni you're going to yet?
I've been looking around. Been looking at the University of South Wales. I have an open day there on Saturday. Piqued my interest.
Had some cracking nights out there.
Yeah, me too. Okay, are you ready for our bangers?
I'm so ready.
Okay, I've got this.
Ooh.
Oh, come on. Not a who.
Who is him?
He's who in Kelly Clarkson.
How dare you?
I agree.
Oh, no.
Pop royalty right there. My life would suck without you, Kelly Clarkson.
It is good, this, actually. Good. Do you know what? I thought after you'd come back from LA that you were going to go a bit more rock. I tried to preempt that, and so my banger today is this. It's Kings of Leon, You Somebody.
Oh, wow. It's a top. Wow.
See, I think we're back.
I think we're back in the game today, lads.
You come back running.
Okay.
It's two different vibes here. There's like the song you sing with your girls where like you're a bit heartbroken. Maybe you need a good sing song.
Yes.
And then there's like the drama, the headbanger. It's really difficult. It's
tricky. And
first world props.
You know, the whole nation is watching and what you say right now, Meg.
Watching, listening.
There's upsides and downsides to both.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go with my heart. And I have to listen to what my heart wants. And I'm thinking, what are my friends going to want?
No.
Because, you know, that takes precedent.
Is this an X Factor judge audition?
I worry that I know where this is going, that I'm the head option, and Scott, you're the heart option.
It is. What were we saying? I know Chris's tune is a banger. It's just a really good hair banger. It's one to shout out.
Yeah.
But
pick that then.
And you should take that, and you should be proud of yourself, Chris, because you've come back. But today, I'm sorry, it has to go to Scott.
That was quite a speech there.
Thank you.
I feel emotional.
I do, actually. Wow.
I feel like everyone won there.
I know, it's choosing one song against another one.
Lost.
Cheers, Meg.
Yes, this means you're sorry. You're standing at my door. Yes, this means you take back all you said before.
That is proper Kelly Clarkson. My life would suck without you. It sounded good.
Yeah. These kind of texts always make us smile. I'm a 25-year-old, wide-shouldered, tattooed and pierced bald bloke with Kelly Clarkson blasting out the car windows down, singing along very loud.
There are certain songs that we play on Radio 1 that men have to admit to liking for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
And then
they put how heavy they are.
Yeah, and list all their physical attributes.
Yeah. I'm a bald-headed, pierced...
Wide-shouldered
trucker, but I love that. I'm blasting out, the car windows are down, singing along loud. I don't know why you have to tell us how heavy you are, but cheers anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
More Kelly Clarkson fans include this 16-stone RAF engineer who's just texted 81119. CJ from Leicester, 19-stone, no tattoos. I love Justin Timberlake.
I'm gutted to be 2-0 down, though, to be fair. I did enjoy hearing Kelly Clarkson, but I do still think it was the wrong choice.
And we've got a tall, short, fat, thin, bald-headed bloke with long hair, also loving Kelly Clarkson.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had hiccups earlier for about 3 hours. It's okay. The longest time I've ever had it. And I just thought to myself, like, I was starting to think, would it be for life?
Yeah.
3 hours is a long time.
Well, it seems a long time, but I'm sure I've had it for longer.
Longer than three hours?
Yeah, I think so. And then you start questioning yourself and wondering... if the old wives' tales are true,
yeah.
You know, like you do a handstand against a wall,
yeah.
Gargling water.
Yeah, none of it worked. I tried all of it. Pretty much, yeah. Not the handstand.
How did we not film this stuff?
But
you've
I
got
thought,
to give
what
us
about if I've got this for the rest of my life? Because it wasn't going away. Do people get it for life?
Well, I don't understand what starts it and then what stops it. Because
no one
seems sure. So yes, conceivably then, you must be able to get it for your whole life.
In other news, do you remember the fart pants that we mentioned on Real or No Real a while back?
No, remind me.
These are pants that you wear that make your farts unsmellable.
Yes, I do remember the fart pants, yes. Yes, because we had a meeting about them afterwards, didn't we?
Yep.
We thought it might be
Good news. Some have arrived.
We had a meeting about them, sorry. We had a brief discussion.
Yeah.
And that's not even a joke.
They've actually arrived. So now we need to test them out.
Oh, yes.
Yes, are the fart pants arriving. What a day to be alive.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone's got a friend, someone they know, who doesn't have the best luck. Like, luck just doesn't follow them around. And in my friend group, that person is my mate Unlucky Gary. Just like, if anything's going to happen, it'll happen to him, you know?
Yeah.
He had his first ever Glastonbury experience at the weekend. Now, I've not spoken to him since we spoke to him on Friday. I've had the odd message going, help. But a lot of people seem to be asking how he's doing on Twitter and on text today. So let's speak to him. Hi, Gary.
Hi, you all right?
Can't believe you made it back.
I know, I managed the whole thing.
How was it?
Awful.
No. No, surely you mean certain experiences of it were awful. You know, the mud and stuff. But
yeah, that part.
Greatest festival in the world, mate.
Yeah, it is, but it's just not worth it.
What do you mean?
Just the mud and the toilets. The toilets smell so bad it stings your nose.
Stings your nose?
Yeah, it's awful.
Right.
Do you think it's better to just watch on iPlayer or
definitely
various BBC channels? Yeah.
So much better.
Last time I heard from you, I was getting some WhatsApp saying that you were stuck in mud. What happened there?
Well, we left on, when was it? The Monday and like early Monday morning, and our car got stuck in mud.
Right. Well, so you got a coach there though, didn't you?
Got a coach there, but got a car back. Like someone drove down.
Right.
We hired a car, so that got stuck in mud.
Mm.
And then we were just sat in the car for 3 hours, and it wasn't moving. So, and I had to have the middle seat in the car, so I was like squashed.
Right.
Trying to sleep. So that went good.
Did you know the other people in the car, Unlucky Gary?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Right.
Or were they festival friends?
Yeah. No, I knew them before.
Right. Oh, well, that's an interesting question. Did you make any new friends at Glastonbury?
No, none.
None. What music did you see?
I saw Muse. Adele was good. I didn't see that many, really. I saw 1975, Jess Glynn and Skepta.
Oh, how was Jess Glynn?
She was great.
Yeah.
Really good.
I know you like her, don't you?
Yeah, it's good.
My favourite quote from last week when we spoke to you was, yeah, it's not very good at the moment, but it'll be all right when Jess Glynn gets here.
That was the highlight.
Was it?
Yeah.
Of the whole of Glastonbury?
Yeah, she was really good.
Well, also, I don't know why you're so down. Glastonbury's a place to go and experiment and, you know, amazing life experiences, try things you've never tried before. I mean, how were the healing fields when you got there?
I saw things I've never seen before. Just really weird stuff up there.
Like what?
Like I said about the spoon making class.
Yeah, there was a spoon making course,
wasn't
there?
2 hours.
Yeah.
Like free massages, just naked people running around, walking around.
Wicked.
Yeah.
It's all good, really, isn't it? How was you said that you saw Muse and you saw Adele, but you were there when Coldplay were on. I mean, that was an epic performance, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't get to see them.
Why?
We went and see Earth, Wind and Fire instead.
Now, why was that unlucky, Gary?
Just some people in the group just didn't want to see Coldplay, so that was a bit annoying.
So did you want to see them?
Own. Yeah, I did, but I didn't want to go on my own. So.
Oh.
And I went to see Earth, Wind and Fire and got a glow stick thrown in my head.
Well, did you?
Because someone was just throwing like bags of glow sticks in the air.
And one hit you in the head?
Yeah.
Anything else apart from the glow stick?
Well, one day when I woke up and my wellies had been taken, so someone had to go out and get some more for me on the site. I fell over a couple of times. One time, mud's so deep it sucks you down if you stand still for a bit. So I got my wellie was sucked down and stuck in the mud.
Right.
So some random man had to like help me out, and then he got stuck. So it was a bit of a mess.
Oh, that's awesome! I love the idea of waist deep in mud. There, we nearly lost to the fields.
Are you glad to be back?
Really glad to be back. I wanted you to pick me up on Sunday. I would have come home.
Oh, we haven't mentioned this.
He was
sending me messages on Sunday going, right, it's only a 2-hour drive. Come and collect me. Like, it's not just a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, he's not your parent.
Were you serious?
I was serious. I was ready to come home. My mum wouldn't come and get me either.
You asked me and your mum?
I would have done it for you. Yeah.
Who did you call first?
Scott.
And I was like,
come and got you. If you ask.
Like, would you?
Oh. Yes, definitely.
You can obviously see hundreds of bands at Glastonbury, but think about all the foods as well.
Oh, there must be so many different types. Like a festival of food as well, I imagine.
Yeah, it's like a celebration of all different cultures, every kind of food you can imagine. Oh. What did you eat when you were there, Gary? Anything exotic?
I had this steak burger, which was so nice, I had it twice.
Oh.
What, you went and then queued up again?
Yeah.
How exotic.
I would
do
the same. Like, I could eat that again. Okay, I will.
So you had a steak burger, then a steak burger for pudding?
Yeah, that's it.
So what was your first meal in freedom?
I had a meat feast.
Listen, I want to kind of send you to some other festivals just to see how you get along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or are you done with them?
I'm definitely done. I'm never going back.
Okay, Gary, well, it sounds like a fairly unlucky festival, but then that's quite normal, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, real or no real, and today it's me against him. What a treat. No Charlie Slough today. He is, he's making a zoo at his gigs at various stages of Europe at the moment. He's doing all the Xantes, the Cavosses, the Maliers, the Magaluffs. So he's back soon. Meantime, I get to play. Good.
He'll be a big old sweaty mess wherever he is.
Oh, yeah.
He?
No doubt.
Taylor Swift fans can now purchase breakup insurance and will receive a payout if her relationship with Tom Hiddleston ends.
Brilliant idea.
So you get monies if they end.
Where does the money come from? Is this Taylor Swift has to pay?
No, I don't think so.
So it'll be a separate company then?
Yeah, and they say... thing is, I don't want to doom the relationship, but... The chances of them splitting up are, I would say, quite high.
Yeah?
Well, she's got previous.
Yeah, but everyone's got previous. That's the very nature of exes, isn't it?
Well, she's getting through them, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't understand
why... It's quite rapid, do you know what I mean?
The breakup insurance thing could work with anyway. Would this be an insurance company that are just dealing with all sorts of celebrities?
Oh, come on, what kind of insurance company... I mean, you know how much they love to pay out anyway. What kind of insurance company is going to offer you money, like, if Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift break up? Not one.
That's what I mean. It does seem a bit strange, that. It does seem a bit loose, doesn't it? But what about, can you put bets on relationships ending? That kind of thing.
I think that's quite mean.
I think that's, yeah. But it's not something you can ask for. You know, you can ask for special bets occasionally. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I went in and asked about that, if they would actually do it.
What odds have I got on Taylor Swift breaking up with Tom?
So you're saying it's very likely to end? And because you know better than me situations.
Look, they could be together forever. Who knows?
I think that this will be quoted somewhere.
Oh, don't say that. Okay, I'm saying no real.
What, the relationship or the answer?
I'm saying no real to that you can't get breakup insurance.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go no real as well.
That one is real.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Really?
Okay, so it says several organisations in China have begun selling actual insurance which covers Taylor Swift's love life. And you can earn double your investment if Taylor ends her relationship. Insurance packages for Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom also available. Oh, yeah, they're on, aren't they?
That's incredible.
And next.
Television presenter Dermot O'Leary DJ'd at Glastonbury, but only 17 people turned up to watch him.
Oh, no.
We've all been there. Well, I have.
Well, oh, yeah. 100%.
Less than 17. I've DJed a lot less.
I once DJed to... three people came in to have a look and see what was going on because they could hear noise, but then swiftly left. Yeah. In a place in Southampton. It was, it was a bad one.
I remember doing, only a couple of years ago, a club in Maidstone, and it was just me, the resident DJ, and one random girl. That was it.
This was only last year. I was talking about...
2 years.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about a while ago. I was talking, yeah.
Oh, okay. The promoter was, I don't know what happened here, mate. We flyered all around the town. We put flyers out.
You know what?
We advertised it in the local press. I don't know what happened,
Mark
Scott.
Mark Wright would have been down the road.
Yeah. We've got Joey Essex down the road. I wish the other club wouldn't do this to us. Yeah. This town's supposed to be working together.
We're going to be working together. You know what they've done? They've put Diags.
Yeah. You've got Diags down the road from Towie, so that's probably what's messed it up for us. Can't believe they've done that to us. Every time.
So do you think Dermot O'Leary was probably in disguise at Glastonbury? Because otherwise he's going to be hassled all the time.
Yeah.
People like him need to disguise. So maybe...
Where would he have been DJing, though? A random tent?
Oh, yeah, but there's so many different tents, isn't there? So when he went to DJ, he was in a disguise, so then no one recognised him. He probably used a different name, so why would people hang around?
Yeah. And there's a lot of different things to do at Glastonbury. I reckon what happened was in the tent next door they had Ollie Locke. So
do you think that's what it was? But it does say in the real or no, only 17 people turn up to watch it. Now, if he was in disguise and using a different name, he's actually done quite well.
Dermot would not wear a disguise.
What would the disguise be?
He wouldn't wear one.
Because he's got a shaved head, hasn't he? He could have like a good wig on him.
He wouldn't do it.
No?
No. I'm saying...
What do we think then?
I'm saying real on this one.
I think it'd draw a bigger crowd. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Bodes well for the next series of X Factor. I'm joking, Dermot. He is quoted as saying, Hello, Glastonbury. It's quality, not quantity, my friends, when he came on stage. Oh, love
We've all been there. It's a private disco.
Not going well for Dermot particularly, as he was also drowned out by a South Korean indie disco band who were sound-checking over him. Oof. Well, that happens at Big Weekend, doesn't it? When you're DJing in between the acts, there's a man going, 2-2, 1-2, 2-2. Can't hear myself DJ, but thanks, mate. Testing. And finally,
during the England v Iceland game last night, Iceland's lead striker was subbed at half time as he had to return home to work a night shift.
Come on. Well, that is the wonderful thing about the Iceland team is compared to the England team, I believe some of them have like second jobs and stuff like that. It's
Do they?
They're not as, say, prominent as the England players were.
Okay, I've got a question. I don't know much about
But then they won. So.
How did they win?
They won. Do you know what? I don't know if this is the forum to go into it right now.
What, so the others have
Do you know what?
The others have other jobs.
This is the wrong discussion to be having. Yeah, I might be wrong about that, but the Iceland team is, like, reputation-wise, they're not technically as good, apparently, as the England team.
But they won,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, I was just trying to understand it. That was all.
They deserve praise for winning.
Yes, but was one of them on his way home to do a night shift? Well,
that
this
seems very odd. And
what a blunder of a double booking that is.
Well, also harsh work that would make you leave the Euros like that to go back and work. Also, he would have to return home to Iceland. So I'm quite suspicious about the travel arrangements around this just to go back and do a shift.
France to Iceland. That's about 2.5 hour flight though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think this is no real.
I think this is... No, he can't have had a night shift. No real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Oh. But you're right. Many of the Icelandic national team do have part-time jobs back at home. The assistant manager, guess what his job is?
Butcher.
Dentist. The goalkeeper?
Butcher.
Film director. And decided to take up football 2 years ago.
What was the assistant manager?
He's a dentist.
I love that. Maybe that's what the England team need to do in future. Okay. They need to have another job as well.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10, you got 20. You win.
Yes! Absolutely smashed it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
For all the best bits of the show, make sure you download this podcast or catch us live tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.